I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. More will die in Myanmar's cyclone disaster zone unless more access is granted. Operation Mobilization's Lane Powell says their Burmese staff are working around the clock while foreign workers await visas. This constricts the flow of information.
Our team there is just working so hard out trying to connect with people, be out among the people doing what they can, that they're not sitting in offices trying to make contact with us. So I think it's a combination of infrastructure and then just the stress on the team right now.
Powell believes the team's having an eternal impact. Next, after a bad harvest at the end of Senegal's latest rainy season, many villagers have little to eat. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board and SIM International are distributing rice and beans in villages affected by the food shortage, as well as seeds to plant for the next harvest. All of the villages have hosted chronological Bible story groups. One village just finished the Old Testament and will soon begin the story of Jesus. And finally, Orphan Outreach and Mission Network News are concerned about the 16 million plus orphans around the world. But we need your help. On October 5th, MNN and Orphan Outreach will be heading to Guatemala to help orphans and poor children, and you can go with us. Amy Norton is with Orphan Outreach.
There are approximately 370,000 orphan children in Guatemala. There's also thousands and thousands of more children who are living in extreme poverty and who are not in a family setting.
Deposit deadline is June 30th. Apply at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering a free copy of Thirsty, a DVD on personal renewal from Sammy Tippett Ministries. It's Tippett's inspiring personal story of tragedy and hope that will help you understand how you too can be revived. Call 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.